This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today I want to do one more call on our attorney call answering and conversion service. I'm going to give you a little bit of color or flavor or detail on what we're doing differently from competitors, because that's a question that comes up a lot. So what I've noticed is most of our competitors, they're great at answering the phone, which is wonderful. Well, that's a call answering service. But there are certain attorney clients of ours that actually want to go further. So if a potential client calls your firm, and you give them your spiel, you do your initial consult, and they don't retain you right then and there, what do you do? Most attorneys don't follow up. They think, oh, if they want me, they'll call me back. Oh, if they really are serious about their case, they'll take action and come back to me. And I'm here to tell you, unfortunately, in today's day and age of attention spans of 3 to 5 seconds and the use of smartphones and being able to touch the phone and literally call, hang up, dial, call, hang up, dial, call, hang up, dial with the next attorney, and I can go through lists of dozens of them with a Google search, easy. If you don't stand out, if you don't answer potential clients' questions, if you don't follow up with them when they've actually called you, you're literally setting on fire a couple $100 bills because it costs in nowadays age $300, $500 or more to make the phone ring with a valid potential client. It just simply costs that much. Yeah, I know people can buy leads for $30 a lead, $50 a lead, $100 a lead, but you don't convert all those leads. I used to be in that business. We supplied over 35,000 DUI leads nationally. So I know, I saw the decent attorneys converted 1 in 10. So if a lead's $50, you're really paying $500 to get that person to sign on with you. The terrible ones couldn't convert 1 in 100. If you stapled the lead to them, they still couldn't convert it. The best people, the best attorneys I've ever seen would convert about 1 in 3. But still, if you're paying $50 a lead, that's 150. You're paying $100 a lead, let's say on pay-per-click, that's $300. So if you're not getting back to these potential clients, and no one converts everyone the first shot out of the gate. It just doesn't happen. It's impossible. You can get really good at it, again, 1 in 3, 1 in 5, 1 in 10 type of thing. But no one converts everybody. And the attorneys that follow up can raise their conversions higher than any attorney out there, no matter how talented they are. Again, I don't care if you have a silver tongue and you convert like crazy when other people don't convert nearly as well as you. You're not going to get every client. It's just not possible. But if you have systems for follow-up that are not annoying the person, that are ethical, that are timed right, that come, maybe they get an email from you with some good information and, you know, a message to call you back. Maybe they get a voicemail at one point. They get a text message. Etc. You have all these different follow-up methods, maybe even direct mail, which does work in a lot of cases. You're going to get a lot more people coming back to you. And when they come back to you, they may be ready now to make a decision. So you got to realize, and I think you do, criminal law has a big benefit to it. The person's got a gun to their head, euphemistically. They got a court date coming, an arraignment. Maybe they've already been through the arraignment, etc. Maybe it's DUI and they're going to lose their license in another 7 days if they don't do anything. Administrative hearing. So criminal defense usually is a very short fuse, so people have to decide quickly. Unfortunately, divorce, bankruptcy, estate planning, a lot of other areas of law are not like this. People can sit on these decisions for weeks, months, sometimes even years. So it's much more rare that these people are going to jump at the chance when they call you, because they may call and all of a sudden feel like they're a bad person. Because now they're confronting this actual potential case. You know, let's say someone wants to get divorced and they get the courage up to call a couple lawyers and they speak to one and, you know, it sounds good and all that, but then they say, let me think about it. Because in their heart, maybe they're not ready to do it and pull the trigger. So if you don't follow up with those people, there's nothing wrong that you did, but the person is just not ready. So follow up is absolutely critical. Sometimes you got to follow up, you know, 2 times, 3 times, 10 times. Sometimes you have to follow up on people for 6 months. But if you do nothing at all, no follow-up, again, you're just throwing money away. You're burning it. So why not do some follow-up? So with our call answering service, We also have extra levels where we will do the follow-up for you. Some attorneys buy leads. They generate them through pay-per-click, or they go to various lead sources, you know, Legal Match, et cetera, to buy leads. And a lot of these attorneys, again, they'll answer the phone. They may be really good at that or not, but they don't do follow-up. And you're leaving a lot of money on the table if you don't do that. And we practice what we preach here at Speakeasy. If I didn't follow up with you guys and gals for months and years, I would have starved to death a long time ago. And as a mentor of mine said, tongue-in-cheek, it doesn't look like I'm starving to death anytime soon, because I'm not skinny, is what he meant. It was funny. It was okay. It didn't offend me. But it's true. Without follow-up, you're just guaranteed to get far less results, far less cases, far less income, and more of a struggling law practice. So follow-up is absolutely critical. Yes, it can be done ethically. Yes, it can be done without harassing the person. There are different ways to do this. We've cultivated these ways over years. I've been doing this now. November will be 13 years, and I've helped thousands of attorneys. I've seen tons of stuff in the 13 years I've been doing this. And I can tell you, we've gotten really good at follow-up, and it's absolutely critical. Without follow-up, again, Speakeasy would be a tiny fraction of what it is now, and I would have starved to death a long time ago. So if you're curious about this and you want this implemented for you, because I know follow-up is a pain, and you may or may not have the staff to do it, the time to do it, you know, the will to do it, et cetera, we can do it for you. Give us a call at 888-225-8594 or visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. Again, that's 888-225-8594 or visit speakeasymarketinginc.com and ask us about our call answering and conversion service. It will help you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.